As we saw earlier this week, Jesus said that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. True. What we say to people, good or bad, is a reflection of what's going on in our hearts. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Now, we'd all like to think that we have a pure heart, but every day of our lives, we're tempted to have anything but a pure heart, to see the people around us merely as objects rather than as people in need of our compassion, our encouragement, and our love. So we slip back into treating them badly, or at least less well than God would have us treat them. It can be a vicious cycle. So perhaps today it's time to take a stand. James chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. These praises and curses come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, this should not happen. Do good water and bad water flow from the same spring? Of course not. My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree make olives? Or can a grapevine make figs? No, and a well full of salty water cannot give good water. So, are you a good spring with good water? Or a bad spring with bad water? Are you a fig tree or an olive tree? Are you salty water or drinkable water? Friend, Jesus died that you may be forgiven your sin. He rose again to give you victory over your sin that you might walk in newness of life. Is today the day that you decide to claim that victory? Is today the day that you yield your life to the power of the Holy Spirit to make you holy? Is today the day that you choose for the rest of your days the victory of the cross and the empty tomb? What will it be? That's God's word, fresh for you today. And don't forget, I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Man, the word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.